Well, a big Board of Police Commissioners meeting taking place this morning for Kansas City, Missouri. And obviously, we are down the home stretch. My goodness, I mean, we're a week and a half away from April. Budget's going to be finalized for the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. Obviously, you know, we talked to the mayor here on Thursday mornings about this and much more. Yesterday, we talked with Northland Councilman Heather Hall about this issue. So we figured, why not go directly to somebody obviously heavily involved in these conversations. That's the police chief, Rick Smith, joining us on KCMO Talk Radio. Chief, good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Pete. Glad to be on.
Hey, Chief, let's just start off here, a big picture. I mean, you've been obviously part of this budget process for many years. This year, maybe a little more unique, a little more drama, extra things popping up. Folks at a Jeff City obviously looking at some different options there as well. But right now, budget process being where it is for KCPD, where is your head at and how do you feel like this thing is going as you have a few weeks left?
Well, I'm always concerned, obviously. You know, I feel like, you know, the police department tries to put forth a budget that we feel like will enable us to safely, or to the best of our ability, create a safe city for everyone here. So obviously, when there's discussions about the budget, I get very concerned about our ability to be able to handle that task based on finances. And as we go through the budget process this year, as you know, last year we had quite the contentious, you know, back and forth with the money withdrawn out of the department, had to go to court, get the money back. And this year, we've been working for the past 6 months with the mayor on the Board of Police Commissioners to come up with a way to address that situation of the appropriation over 20%. And we felt like we had come to a great place of you know, creating this like separate appropriation over the 20% and stating exactly how we would spend that money. And I sent a letter over to the city stating exactly that. And that money would exclusively be used for the police department and included within the budget appropriation when the budget came to the police department at the first of the year. So we've been working through that process. The mayor has been very supportive of that process and the police department getting funded at that level that would allow us to hire more officers and to get pay raises to our employees. So I'm very hopeful that the mayor has the support on the council and that will move forward.
So I'll hit the reset button and that for people that may not know what's going on. Obviously, the state requires the city to put 20% towards the police department. The city and the mayor has talked about it publicly and on this show that he does want to give you over that 20% minimum. I believe the number is about $37 million. The difference is the city would maybe have more of a say, at least in his opinion, on how that money gets spent. But there would be an agreement, as you're talking about here, where the city would fund the police department at 20% plus $37 million. And everybody would be on the same page before the fiscal year starts on what the extra monies, the monies over the 20%, are going to be used for. But do you have concerns, I guess, based on what I'm hearing, that maybe the city council will not agree with the mayor on that idea and that proposal?
Well, we did hear yesterday, which was the first opportunity I heard, that there's some talk of just holding the police department to the 20% and not giving us any appropriation over that. And, you know, Pete, we are struggling today with staffing, to maintain staffing in the city. We're at about 1,144 officers, I think, is what we're going to report today at the board meeting. In events like we're going to have a half marathon on this weekend, we are looking for officers to staff that event. Within the next 2 weeks, we have many open shifts at many different stations across the city that we're looking to get officers to come back on overtime to fill those shifts because we do not have enough officers to fill those shifts. So, you know, if we were to be held to just the 20%, in my opinion, it would be detrimental to the safety of the city.
So what percentage, and I know this number's kind of fluctuated, but what percentage of your budget ends up going to salaries, benefits, pensions, things like that? What is that number?
About 94% is salaries and benefits. So the 6% is everything else. It's buying equipment, it's buying uniforms, it's buying police cars, it's buying light bars. Everything else is within that 6%.
Okay, so if you were to theoretically take the $37 million out of KCPD and just get down the 20%, it's about a 15% cut. So, I mean, just based on those numbers alone, you'd have to either cut staff or, I mean, there's no way if only 6% of your budget as it currently stands is things other than people and pensions and benefits, which you can't, you know, you can't get rid of. You got the obligations as they are. And then they're saying, hey, we're just going to fund you at 20%. Then my understanding is you'd have to lay people off, which only makes the situation worse.
Hundreds. We'd have to lay hundreds off, Pete. I mean, that, right, exactly. There's no way that we would increase staffing. You know, it would be detrimental. And the funny thing about it, Pete, is those in the city council who want the community policing aspect of this department would see those things go the very first thing, right? The very things people are calling for and they want, like DARE officers or police athletic league officers or community interaction officers, all those kinds of things would be the first things that would be, you know, cut back, because we'd have to use those officers to have core functions to make up for the officers that would no longer be here. So in my mind, that's the exact backwards way we should be looking at things. We should be looking at things about how we want to fund the city and how we want to make that safe, and then how much is that going to cost, and go from that point forward, rather than, in my mind, backwards, pulling back the money.
Police Chief Rick Smith, Kansas City Police Chief Rick Smith, is on KCMO. You know, Councilman Heather Hall brought up an interesting angle yesterday on the show, and that is the possibility, I guess, of the police department having anything they want over 20%. I don't know if it would be a monthly thing, a weekly thing, but you would go say to the city, hey, we need X amount of dollars for this, and the city would either approve it or not approve it. How realistic is that in terms of running the police department? Is that a realistic option in your mind?
No. How do we plan on staff? I mean, like you said, these are people's salaries, Pete. This, if we go a month and they say no, we're not going to fund that, that's people's salaries. That is positions on the police department. So we're going to go from month to month not knowing if we're hiring or laying off. I mean, there's no way you can do that back and forth. That's why we have a budget process that does this every year. And I will just, for example, Pete, every other city department goes through this budget process with us. You know, Public Works, Aviation, Water Department, they all go through it. You know, I don't hear anybody else asking them to go every month and ask for money to get to run their departments. This is only happening to the police department.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
So what, it sounds like the mayor's talked about his proposal, but the concern, I guess, that I'm hearing from you is that he may not have the votes to get done what he wants to get done, which is give you the money, but have a clear agreement on how this money is being spent before they give you the dollars.
Yes. And make no mistake, if they told us to the 20%, Pete, that is a defund. I don't know how you want to call it, but the fact of the matter is the money will not be coming to the police department. So those that support that, in my mind, are supporting defunding the police in some aspect. Because there's no other way we can look at it here at the department. We will not have the funds. Mm-hmm. And I would think elected officials in the city, regardless of your position, would want the people that they represent to be safe, and that this police department be able to do its best to try and provide that environment for them out there. And I know we can argue about, hey, do we need 10 more officers here? Do we need 20 over here? Do we need this or that? I understand all that, but we are getting to a point, Pete, where the staffing levels, our officers are so overworked. We're asking them to work very hard while they're here, because there's very few officers in the field, and they're going from call to call to call. And then when they're done that, we're asking them to come back and work some more on overtime. I mean, they're not getting a break.
So, and just to be clear, you said you think you're going to report 1,144 officers today. What has your peak been in recent years, so people have a number to compare it?
1,379, I believe, was peak when I was here.
While you were here, 1,379. And this 1,144 would be, is that a still maintaining a 30-year low, give or take?
Yes. Oh, yes. And we're headed down. We have a class coming out this week of about 20. And that's not keeping up with attrition. We're still on the losing end of things, even though we're going to gain 20 officers. So, my aspect to this, and to our elected officials who think that this is going to provide some sort of comfort to residents, that, hey, we'll pull away from the police department and things are magically, I don't know, violent crime is going to go down, or what the end game is here about how, pulling money or defunding the police department is going to change that aspect of what happens out there. I don't see that as a viable option of changing the dynamics of what we're facing in towards a violent crime.
Chief, I do want to touch on this before we wrap up. And talking to and hearing things around the media landscape in this town, it sounds like, from what I've gathered, Kansas City Star has some essentially hit pieces coming out against you here in the next few days, you, the department as a whole. Do you have any information on that? Do you know anything about that? Do you have any comment on that?
Well, we've had some inquiries. We know something's coming. I've said this to many people, Pete. This town deserves a great paper. We deserve a great paper and good journalism here in Kansas City. It's unfortunate because we have many men and women from all backgrounds, religious, race, gender, that go out here every night and every day and do incredibly great policing in the city to keep people safe and to help citizens of this city, or to help those traveling to our city. And they do it without much fanfare, without much recognition even, and they go out and do it night. And instead, we have a paper that all they want to do is bring up negative and make our community look bad. And it's too bad. And I know in a 2,000 member organization, when we're fully staffed, we're going to have issues. We're going to have employee issues. But I will tell you that proportionally, we have a great department of people who want to serve this city and want to do it correctly. And we strive, just like every other organization, to have respect amongst our ranks and amongst our people that work here, as we do those that we encounter outside of this police department.
Chief, thank you for your time. We'll see what happens at the meeting today, and I'm sure we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Pete.
You bet. He's Rick Smith, Kansas City, Missouri Police Chief on KCMO Talk Radio.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching the Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.